There's nobody else like you, man.
I would hope not. I mean, if there was somebody else like me, then I'd feel like a failure. There's no one like you too, though, Matt. So,
well, thank you. Thank you.
Nobody would tell their best friend that a homeless guy lives in their basement.
Well, good day, everybody. I'm Matt Hammett, and welcome to another episode of the Lead Me Life Cast. Today, I'm going to play you a conversation that I had with my childhood and lifelong friend, Gabe Barber, who I actually wrote a song about on Sanctus Real's third record, The Face of Love, called Fly. You'll hear at the beginning of this conversation that I thought it was going to be all fun, and then it took this unexpected and heartwarming turn. We began discussing ADHD and bipolar and the power of a great father. Stay tuned. This is the Lead Me Life Cast. All right, we are live. Live on the computer. Thank goodness we're not live on the air.
That would be horrible.
Yeah, it'd be bad news. So anyways, I've been doing this podcast for a while. And usually there's like this, you know, deeper meaning to every podcast. There's a lesson. There's story that ties in, or a conversation that ties into some sort of theme having to do with Lead Me. But sometimes you just got to have fun. Yeah. And today I'm doing this to have fun, because I'm introducing the world to probably the friend that I've had for you're the friend that I've had longer than any other friend that I know. And so
eighth grade.
It's time for me to...
All right, we were 8 years old when we met.
Yeah.
9 years old, we became best friends. And since then, it's been a long, long...
Now, I remember when I first met you, if I were to like say one thing stood out about Gabe Barber to me, would be that you were really good at flips.
Yes. I used to be able to flip.
And you were never ashamed to do them. You would do flips anywhere and everywhere all the time. You were like the gymnast guy.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest, I was a little jealous of that.
Because
you know, I wasn't real athletic. And here you go doing all these flips. And I was I want to do flips.
But then you got into skateboarding and you could do all the tricks and I couldn't do any of them.
That's true.
I was jealous of you because I was like, I give up. I can't skateboard. I can ride it, and that's about it.
Then we were even.
Yep.
So, all right. So, I mean, I don't even know where to start.
I don't know, man.
Because
there's
a lifetime of crazy stories. So, I do remember this. I remember I very rarely had sleepovers at my house.
Yep.
But when I did, it was almost always one of like two or three friends, and you were one of them. And there was one night in particular where I told you a little bit of a tall tale.
Scared me half to death.
Oh, and could you tell everybody about that?
Sure. Well, Matt said that I wasn't allowed to go down in the basement because apparently a homeless man lived down there. And he came and went as he pleased. Your parents were just like being very kind to him because he didn't have a place to stay. So they were letting him stay in the basement. But then you started getting creepy on me with it. And I was young at the time, obviously. And I don't know. I just used to get scared about stuff. And it was so funny because for the longest time, I would never go in Matt's basement.
I don't know why you'd want to go down there anyways.
I don't know. It was so crammed with junk.
Yeah,
the one time I decided, it was like, how do I find anything down here?
Yeah. Yeah, you almost got lost down there, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
See, but you were the guy. It's funny because you were the guy who like I could like wake up in the middle of the night and you might just be gone, like wandering around or something. Like you're just like kind of that kind of kid. Like you're just kind of your own man.
When I was younger, you know, I new place, had to explore. And
yeah, you were always an explorer. That's right. I would be like, where's Gabe? And you're like off in some nook or cranny looking through something. Or,
oh, wow, look at this toy I found.
You'd find things that I hadn't seen for years.
Yeah, that's what I was good at.
So fast forward, like good memories.
Oh, yeah, great memories.
I guess I think what do you remember? Tell me.
Oh, I just thought about this. I remember Taco Bell at midnight because we bought Taco Bell after church, and then we got hungry. It was late, and we still had Taco Bell, and we ate it. It was cold. I remember that. Cold Taco Bell was not very good.
Yeah, that was like the hangout, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Taco Bell, and now I think it's like a cash loan place or something. It's out of business.
It is.
So if you need a loan,
yeah,
you can still go to that same place there today, and it's even better than tacos.
Yeah, apparently.
So what else did we do together?
Well, you introduced me to my favorite movie of
what
all time. The Princess Bride.
Yeah, that's right. I remember we used to watch that. As youth
and
group
and then kids. You also introduced me to UHF.
Oh my goodness, that's so funny. Which my brother introduced me to.
And you also introduced me to Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Oh, that's so funny. All movies which, like, now I don't even feel like I ever was into those movies.
Yeah, I know, but you introduced me to them, and they're some of my favorite movies to this day.
That's awesome. We're just proving to everybody that down underneath all of this, I'm a true nerd.
Yeah.
I'm not that cool rock star guy that I pretend to be.
He had Star Wars toys.
Didn't we all?
No.
Oh, yeah. You didn't have Star Wars toys.
I wasn't allowed.
Oh, man. I'm so sorry. So I remember going to your house, probably one of the first times, and sitting down for dinner.
No.
We're going there.
No, we're not.
We're going there.
Oh, fine.
I remember sitting down for dinner, and I remember putting my elbows on the table. And your mom telling me if I put my elbows on the table again, that I'd have to eat in the other room alone. I was terrified of your mom.
Yeah, she had rules.
I was terrified of your mom, but now that I'm older, she's like super nice, you know?
Yeah,
when you're a kid, it's like when the adults get strict, you get
terrified.
Nervous. That's right, yeah.
Luckily, your mom was always so nice, at least to my face.
Yeah, she's always nice to me too. I had a nice mom.
Yeah, you did. You did have a nice mom. Your dad, on the other hand, no. He just was so quiet. I was like, you know? am I doing anything wrong? Am I not? Is it everything okay?
That's awesome. So, okay. We've all got a story. We all have ups and downs. We all have, you know, times in our life where we make mistakes, and everybody's got that journey.
Yep.
And, you know, you've had the same, just like all the rest of us. And, but man, I remember, I don't know how old you were, but there was a while where you're losing your way a little bit.
Yeah.
And I think between always at 18 heart
and 22.
Yeah. And I think that at heart, you were like always this really kind, loving guy who wants to do the right thing. And you know, like everybody else, like we all want to be loved. We all want to be accepted.
Right.
All of us, you know? And I feel like for you in particular, that, you know, that journey of trying to find where you belong has been, you know, kind of this push and pull for you, affecting your spiritual life. And I think that's just the case for a lot of people.
Right.
But yeah, so from 18 to 22, you were kind of like the prodigal son. You know, you did have a short stint where, I don't know, I don't want to say prison or jail.
It was jail. It wasn't prison.
Okay.
There's a huge difference between jail and prison. Huge difference. Don't put me in prison.
Okay. You're not that caliber of criminal.
No, I'm not.
So yes. Okay. So you went to jail for a short amount of time, which just sounds awful that like I'm saying that while I'm like
laughing,
getting through this laughter. Yeah. Because it wasn't funny at all. And I didn't feel it was funny then. But the reason that you went actually got sentenced. Have to serve jail time.
No,
it's just so ridiculous.
Served probation.
Okay.
I spent my time in jail because I couldn't afford to bail.
Oh, man. See, which is even, that's just worse.
Yeah. I could have got
I wish I would have had money at that point, man.
Yeah,
you know?
Me too.
I was poorer.
We all were.
Yeah.
I couldn't afford bail, so I was stuck sitting there until I got sentenced. The day I got sentenced, I got let out and was sentenced to probation. So it was all good. But go on with your story.
Yeah, well, I'm just... So tell me, you know, like... Or tell the people listening, like, what you were in trouble for.
I got in trouble for aggravated assault because I caught my roommate stealing from me. And what I got mad and I hit him with it. The thing it was, they were padded practice nunchucks.
See, okay. I found this out. This is the amazing part. Gabe, you serve your time.
Yeah.
And I think it was maybe months after. Well, I'm saying months after you got out.
Oh, okay.
Before you revealed to me what the weapon, quote unquote, was for that you assaulted somebody with, basically.
Right.
When you told me they were styrofoam nunchucks.
Yeah, they had hard plastic on the inside, but
yeah, but
it's like getting hit with a wiffle ball bat. Like, dude, that's dangerous.
I think I was like, did he tell the judge they were styrofoam?
The judge had them.
Oh, okay.
So
it didn't matter. It was just the idea that someone was stealing from you and that you hit them with anything.
Right.
And then he decided to press charges.
Yeah. About a month or two after I was in jail, I saw him in jail for stealing.
Oh, man.
So what comes around goes around.
Yeah. Wow.
Not karma. I don't believe in karma because I'm a Christian, but
yeah,
sometimes.
Okay. You tell me, what's your favorite story?
My favorite Matt Hammett story.
Yeah. Favorite Matt Hammett story. Because you would know things that nobody else knows.
That's a hard one because there's so many. I'm trying to narrow it down. Your hair was always different. I still look at pictures of you at your house and it's like, why did you ever have hair like that? Always trying to be the rock star in your hair. I like your hair now. Oh, by the way, your hair
looks
great.
I'm calming down, man. I'm 35. I got four kids. I'm not into that anymore, you know?
Yeah, your hair was wild all the time.
I always wore like red pants and big boots and all that stuff. I was into all that stuff.
He was a rock star before he was a rock star.
Before I was a dad.
Yeah. And I remember you always kicked my butt when we played any type of video game because I had never had one. So I was always losing to you.
Oh, man. I'm sorry.
That's okay. There's more stories about me than there are you.
I love this one.
Okay, go ahead.
I love this story. And this was, Pete and Dan.
Okay.
They were in the band for 8 years.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, yeah.
I love this story because you brought through like an old school Sanctus Reel CD through a line one time.
Okay.
At a show. And I remember you came through the table because you wanted to get this piece of memorabilia signed.
Right.
By the whole band.
Right.
Well, the original band.
Right.
So like you're passing it down and Pete like takes it and he's like starting to sign it and you like grab it. You're like, like, I don't see your picture on there, buddy. Like, you were not having it, dude.
Yeah, that's they true. Laughed. I remember I told Pete and Dan both the same thing. They were not official members of the band until they were either on a CD or they played Coffee of Life live.
Which, oh my goodness, Coffee of Life.
Funny.
Man. 99% of people who even have been familiar with Sanctus Reel for years would never know that this was like the first song.
Oh, it's a great song.
That I ever wrote for Sanctus Reel. That really like was that song that everybody just loved when we first were a band. We were teenagers.
Yeah.
And it was called Coffee of Life. And that line, yeah, jump into my cardboard rocket ship. I actually have that cardboard rocket ship still. My dad has it actually. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, which is kind of crazy. And so that was the first song. People still, I mean, up to probably a couple of years ago, for 15 years at least, people would still yell for that song when we were anywhere near Toledo. And well, you loved that song.
I love that song. I love all your old songs.
You were a faithful friend in that way, man. You really supported the music. You supported the band. You cared about us and what we were doing.
Tape.
Yeah, you got it all, man.
I actually had a friend convert that tape into a CD, and then I burned it into or ripped it into MP3, so I have it on my phone. I really wish you would go back and remaster those if you could, because some of them are really good. It's just this. Your sound quality is not very good.
And I sang like this.
Doesn't matter. It sounded good.
Naturally have somewhat of a nasal voice speaking and singing, but it was really bad before I put effort into changing that.
Yeah.
So I don't want people to hear that stuff.
Oh,
so funny. So,
well, you could re-record them.
Yeah, you're right. We could. We'll think about that. That means no.
Figures. Just okay. Lift me up to break me down.
Oh, man. The other thing I love about you is like, you're still wearing your chain.
You've been wearing a chain, a wallet chain for like
years and years.
I think since we were like in junior high.
Yeah, pretty much.
And you never stray, man. You never stray from being
you. I lose my wallet. If you don't, you probably, did I tell you about Walt Disney World?
No.
Yeah, I lost my wallet at Walt Disney World because I didn't have a wallet chain.
Oh my goodness. Are you serious? Why didn't you have your chain on?
It broke. It had broke. It was my dad's old wallet. And my dad had just passed away 2 years ago, or it'd be 3 years ago now. And I had gotten his old wallet, but the chain had broken off. So it was just a wallet in my back pocket and I lost it on one of the rides. So, but I found it. Well, technically whoever found it turned it in and I got it later that night, but
yeah,
after the park closed, but.
And did it have everything in it?
Yeah, it had everything in it.
Oh, wow, that's great. But moral of the story being,
wear a wallet chain.
In that story, you mentioned your dad. And so,
yeah,
you know, your dad was a really awesome guy.
Yes.
And,
yes, he was.
Man, how long has it been since your dad passed away?
It was 3 years ago in February of this year.
And tell us a little about Kelly.
Well, Kelly was my stepfather who adopted me because my real father is out of the picture. So he adopted me shortly after my mom and him got married. That's how I gained his last name. He was an amazing guy. He always wanted to drive your bus.
I know.
And then
I wish he would have.
Then he ended up contracting a heart condition and he wasn't allowed to drive anymore. So by the time you got your bus, he could no longer drive. But he used to dream about it, dreams about it, driving you guys around.
And didn't even, I mean, he even said something about it before he passed.
Yeah, my mom said that he had a dream that he was driving your bus, but it was around heaven and not on earth. He said he was dreaming about driving you guys around heaven. And a couple months later, you guys had that bus fire where you almost were in heaven.
Wow.
So.
I don't know what to make of all that, man, but
it's crazy.
I think it's pretty neat that was something he always wanted to do.
Yeah.
And that was something that he dreamed about. And, you know, I don't know what that means, but I think it's pretty cool.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
It wasn't me. It was him.
Yeah.
But my dad was a good guy. He loved you guys as a band. He took me to almost every concert. He took me to the very first concert.
Wow.
Which was at Chris Roman's dad's studio.
Yeah. Kelly was a neat guy.
Yeah.
And just like you, he was always really supportive of what we did in Sanctus Real. And just, man, always was a great stepdad to you. It wasn't even like he was a stepdad. He was your dad.
No, yeah, he was. Yeah.
Yep. And great dad to Kelly, too. And so,
oh, by the way, Kelly's my brother.
So, yeah. So while we're at it, I want to give a shout out to your brother, Kelly the Second. What's up, Kelly?
Hey, bro. What's up?
So we're going to go deep here.
Oh, boy.
All right. This isn't so much along, you know, I guess the typical theme of the Lead Me podcast, which is mostly about marriage and you know, it is about men's ministry too, you know, dealing with things that a lot of men deal with. But I think we can dive into that a little bit because I think there's probably guys out there who have similar stories. It's like, man, they didn't have a dad when they were maybe young or their dad left. And so, I mean, tell me about that a little bit. Like, what that was like for you being young, because your biological dad or biological father,
yes,
was not a good guy.
No, he was abusive, not just to me, to my mom. He, in fact, when she was pregnant with me, he pushed her down the stairs, hoping to lose me.
Yeah.
Luckily, God didn't want that to happen, and I'm here today, but. He was definitely an abusive person.
Yeah.
We're not going to state his name, so in case he's changed, but I don't know. He was definitely an abusive person at the time.
Yeah. And how did that affect you as a kid?
It's hard to say because...
It's all right. And if you don't want to answer, you don't have to answer.
No, it's just I remember what he did, but I don't remember how it really affected me, if you know what I mean. Because after Kelly adopted me, You know, I mean, there were still anger issues. I would get angry. I would get, in case people didn't know, I have bipolar. I'm also attention deficit hyperactive. Not a good combination, especially when your bipolar deals with anger and not so much depression. You get angry instead of depressed.
Yeah.
So I'd be very hyper manic, and then I'd be very angry at the slightest provocation. And that was that was hard for my dad.
Yeah, I bet.
Because there were many times I did things that I probably shouldn't have done. Well, I know that I shouldn't have done.
I remember when you were younger, and I remember seeing you get angry, you know, especially mostly when you felt that people were bullying you.
Yes.
Or not being kind to you.
Yes.
And you know, I understood.
Yeah, I've gotten mad at you before.
You have gotten mad at me before. I don't remember it too well, but I remember you getting mad.
Because, like, let's see, the most I remember you me getting mad at you was you canceled plans or something. And,
yeah.
And I was really looking forward to it. And because when I was a kid, up until high school, I really didn't have a lot of friends. And
yeah.
You were like my main friend. And so when you canceled, I got really mad.
I'm sorry, Gabe, for canceling those plans.
It's okay. I forgive you.
Thank you.
I know it was rough for Kelly, my dad. I call him my dad. I don't call my biological father my dad. But
yeah,
my dad, it was rough for him. I know that. Because I was not the easiest child to deal with.
Yeah.
But he loved me, and I think because of him, I'm a better person, because now to say I roll with the punches a lot better. I don't get angry at everything, like Matt canceling yesterday.
Hey, man, but we got together today.
Even better. But before I would have gotten mad, but now it's like I roll with it and move on.
Yeah, you've gotten way more laid back. There was a point right around when you hit 30 when Sarah and I were like, man, Gabe's really matured. Like, he's really kind of smoothed out, you know?
Yeah. I still try to be immature.
It's all right.
In the right places, if
yeah,
you know
man.
What I mean.
Yeah.
If you grow up too much, that's when you start dying.
I like where this is going because, you know, I thought we were just going to set out to have a fun conversation.
No.
And, but I like this. I like that this kind of led to the impact. Well, that this led to, you know, your childhood and the kind of biological father you had, not a good guy. And then Kelly walking into your life and adopting you and you sharing the impact that that had on you as a person. And so then first of all, what would you say to dads out there, whether it's a step child or a biological child, of a who has a kid basically with like anger, bipolar, ADHD, whatever it is that you've talked about, and maybe the parent feels out of control and they're like, I don't know how to deal with this child. I don't know how to, or maybe it's even a spouse. I mean, honestly, like, you know, there's some of the spouse who has ADHD or bipolar. And what would you say to that person about, to encourage them along?
Well, the first thing I would say is have patience. I know my dad made mistakes with me. You're going to make mistakes, especially if it's a young person, make sure they're taking their meds. Just persevere, have patience, and pray. Pray for God's guidance in that.
And I would see the way, I hope them hearing the way that Kelly impacted your life by hanging in there and being a good dad. And even though he made mistakes, you know, having the patience to still right. love you through it all.
Right.
And seeing how that affected you. That's really cool.
And thanks. It's I miss him.
If he was still here, what would you say to him?
Well, you know, obviously I'd tell him I love him. But more than that, I would say thank you. Thank you for being there. Thank you for putting up with all my crap. loving my mom and just being showing me what a real man is supposed to be like. And most of all, I'd say thank you for being a man of God. Mm.
Thanks for sharing that, Gabe.
Yeah, no problem, man.
I think that's an awesome way to honor your dad's memory.
Yeah.
Thanks again for listening to the Lead Me Life cast. I'll be back with another new episode with my wife, Sarah, next week. Hey, don't forget to go to matthammettmusic.com and order your tickets for the Lead Me Live events happening in Toledo, Ohio, and Simpsonville, South Carolina next January and February. Lead Me Live is a weekend event. It's a Saturday men's conference and a Sunday family concert. For all the women listening out there, the men's conference tickets would be a great gift for the men in your life. And then the whole family can come to the concert on Sunday. Use the promotional code LIFECAST. That's the promotional code LIFECAST for 15% off your entire order. I've also got some new concerts listed at my events page at matthammettmusic.com. I'll be in New Jersey on September 18th. I'll also be in Massachusetts the 19th and 20th. Visit my events page at matthammettmusic.com for more details. You can also follow me on Twitter at Matt Hammett. And don't forget to give me a big thumbs up on the Matt Hammett Facebook page. All right? Have a great week. All right, Gabe. Well, thanks so much. Is there anything else you want to say?
Yeah, I'd like to say, any ladies out there, I'm single.